With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. This morning, the Libertarian candidate in the race for Montana's U.S. Senate seat told reporters he's endorsing Republican Matt Rosendale in that race. Here's what Libertarian Rick Breckenridge said.
Honestly, I'm not going to take the seat. And I think today that Matt Rosendale is going to be the best person to fulfill that obligation and that role. And so I'm here today to support Matt in his candidacy and endorse him in his continuing effort to be the front man in the cause of liberty.
Shortly after Breckenridge spoke, Matt Rosendale came on the call.
Thank you very much. I am honored to have the endorsement of Rick Breckenridge.
Social media erupted, with lots of Republicans happy about the apparent boost to Rosendale's chances. But later today, Breckenridge was quoted on a website saying that he is not dropping out of the race, and that he did not say that people should vote for Rosendale instead of him. So, is Breckenridge endorsing Matt Rosendale's candidacy for Senate? I spent 20 minutes on the phone with him trying to get clarity on that. In the end, Breckenridge says he is not dropping out of the race, and that he does endorse Rosendale. But he says it must be clear that that endorsement is only in response to a recent campaign mailer funded by anonymous or dark money. He says he's endorsing Rosendale for Senate.
In the context and because of the events that I have no control over, the dark money and the effect that it has had on me, that it has to be taken care of. And I endorse Matt Rosendale because I think he can take care of that. Look, I agree with John Tester on 30-40% of the things. I agree with John Tester on the Kavanaugh appointment. He was a poor appointment to the Supreme Court because of the Fourth Amendment. And I disagree with both him and Matt Rosendale on building a wall on their southern border. So this is not a Republican, a Democrat stance that I'm taking. This is a principle, a stand on principle that has affected me personally.
Breckenridge says he knows he can't win the Senate race. Recent polls show him getting around 2% of the vote. A couple of percentage points could sway what polls show is a very tight race, and incumbent Senator John Tester has never won a Senate race by more than 4 points. But a lot of Montanans have already voted, more than 240,000. That's more than half of all absentee ballots sent, and more than a third of all registered voters in the state. We've posted the complete, unedited audio of this morning's press call with Breckenridge and Rosendale, and my interview with Breckenridge this afternoon, on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.